Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. So what actually led the New Zealand government to announce this budget, considering it is kind of a first of its kind amongst OECD countries?
Well, there is a renewed push out of the OECD and the IMF to think differently about how we measure growth and well-being and health of the economy, so that we need to go beyond GDP and think about not just the current economic situation for citizens and the economy, but also a little bit more long-term, so thinking intergenerationally. So a lot of policy problems are quite wicked. They take more than one agency to fix them, and they need to be invested in now to sort of solve the problems that might, or to preempt problems that might come further down the track. So while it's new for New Zealand and being touted as a world first, there's been a lot of research and a lot of attention given to this at local government level in some countries, including in New South Wales, but in Italy and places like that. So this notion of thinking about people's broader well-being rather than just the hip pocket, I suppose, is really what it's trying to get at.
Well, as you're no doubt aware, Jennifer, we've just had an election here in Australia, federal election, and a lot of the arguing, at least from the coalition government, was about economy, and about the hip pocket. Looking at this budget in New Zealand, can you explain to us, can you expand to us a little bit more about the factors this one will be looking into in improving life?
Right, so we've got some, so what it's trying to do is be a bit clearer about what it's trying to measure. So it's set these 12 domains that cover things like safety, environment, health, and so on, and it's got measures attached to those. So in a sense, they kind of work as a way of holding government spending to account to see if some of those measures we can shift in the right direction. And so really what the well-being factors are here in New Zealand is we've got some really shocking rates of child abuse, domestic violence, mental health, and youth suicide. And so, you know, while we're also seeing increase in tax bracket arrangements indexed to inflation, and same with benefits, which are, I suppose, hip pocket things, we're also seeing significant investment in trying to prevent domestic violence rates, to ameliorate child poverty, and to deal with our significant issues in mental health services. So lots of extra funding into those areas.
In terms of those investments, is there indications coming out about the sort of programs and initiatives that are going to be put in place to tackle these very real issues? You mentioned, of course, before the government has been in contact with other local and state governments. So are they looking at, looking at releasing some of the more practical aspects of this budget?
Yes, I think that will come. I think, you know, the speech yesterday from our finance minister was very much talking in broad terms. But it's definitely in terms of, like, with the mental health services, for example, we've just had this massive review. The report has been given to the government, and there are a range of programs and services that need to be funded that have been documented there. So I think over the coming week or two, we'll see more. There is detail there. It's just that really the headlines have been the dollar amounts, the significance of those. There's a lot more money being put into infrastructure like rail, like Kiwi Rail, to fix up, as part of our environmental sustainability kinds of issues that we're dealing with here, and also funding to encourage and incentivize farmers to reduce the agricultural emissions, which is one of our really big environmental problems that we have to deal with in New Zealand.
What about criticisms from the opposition leader, Simon Bridges, labelling the budget style over substance? What do you make of those comments?
Well, we would expect an opposition government, an opposition party not to, clap or like the budget. What we do know is that some of the things that have been included in this budget, like indexing tax brackets and so on, are things that the National party has also agreed to. But I think really what the style claim is about is that the language of well-being and ensuring that is through the entire document and informing the way in which the Treasury officials put this budget together is seen as a change of language, but they're arguing it's business as usual. I think it's probably somewhere in between. We do know that the government requested that the Treasury put this together using a completely different framework than what's been used before, with a focus on more than economic capital, but a range of capitals, and thinking about different measures when they assessed bids for funding. So this is very much a new approach, and it's really only 2 years in, and they're seeing it as a 10-year evolution to build the substance, I suppose, over style.
Well, Jennifer, do appreciate you giving us a little bit of insight into this one this morning.
No worries. Have a good day.
You too.